We're in Revelation 14 today, but we're just going to have the few verses here in the beginning. Let's be going to verse 5. This is on page 1482 in the Bibles provided. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Thus is the reading of the scripture. You may be seated. A couple of quick notes on these first five verses. Where are we right now? I need to remind you, okay? We have come through the seals, and the seventh seal opened up the trumpets. We come through the trumpets, and we've hit the seventh trumpet, and that seventh trumpet will now soon open the vials. And we're coming up on that, and we're going to hit that here in the next chapter, in chapter 15. But there's an interlude between the trumpets and the vials, and that purpose for that is to foreshadow what's to come, but also to rehash where we've been as well. And so the last couple chapters have been all about the rise of the Antichrist. Why? Because that's what the trumpets are all about. The trumpets are God's judgment, and God's judgment which enables the Antichrist to rise up as there's judgment in the church. The anti-Christian religion rises up, and there's persecution because of that, and that has made many martyrs, many, many martyrs. And then you have the beginning of his overthrow with the vials, which we're coming to. But this chapter is foreshadowing that. It's telling us about that. And so it begins with the Lamb, which of course is Jesus Christ, standing upon Mount Zion, which of course is an image of the church, and it always has been, even in the Old Testament, in the Psalms. Mount Zion is an image for the church. And so he's standing as head of the church, and he's standing with these 144,000. This is taught to us in Revelation 7. Who these 144,000 were. It's all of those who are sealed to survive this time of the rise of the Antichrist and his revealing and his persecution upon the true church. They are preserved. They are saved. It's all those who are saved during that time. They stand there with Christ. They do what Christ does. They follow him no matter what the cost, even if it's martyrdom. And they sing a new song. It's a new song now because of the deliverance. Only those who are sealed during that time are singing it and know it because they are the ones which receive the church which is set free from anti-Christian tyranny. And so they are redeemed from the earth in that way. Not only through martyrdom, but also through preservation. They're preserved. And some of the other imagery which was gone over testified to that preservation. And now you have them described. They're given three reasons here by which they are preserved. One is by the fact of their standing with the Lamb. The second, the fact that they follow him wherever they go. The third, from their character. Their character as those who were not defiled with women. This is prophetic imagery used throughout the prophets. Hosea, Ezekiel, Jeremiah are ones I can think of quickly. Or where if you are going against Jesus Christ, you are called a whore. And it's that's why the Antichrist is called the whore of Babylon, because she fornicates with whoever will subject themselves to her. And so those which are defiled with women is the women of course, idolatry. And those who are virgins, these 144,000 are called virgins, not meaning they never got married or there wouldn't have been a church, right? They would have died. They would have all died off. But the fact that their children are still in the church, of course they're getting married, but they're virgins in regard to their purity, in regard to not being idolaters and giving in to the mark of the beast and these other things which we saw earlier in chapter 13. And so they are pure in that they are not idolaters, but they are with the Lamb, doing whatever he goes, they go. And they follow him wherever and no matter what the cost. They're called the first fruits unto God because they are the ones which were saved in the beginning of the age from, you got to remember, the rise of the Antichrist starts, the Spirit was in the time of the apostles, right? John tells us that. So it's from the time of the apostles all the way into the revealing and the beginning of the destruction of Antichrist. These 144,000 are the first fruits, the first ones to be saved before the outpouring where all nations come. And that's what is we also learn in Revelation chapter 7, which was alluded to in the Old Testament reading, where all nations will come. And that is an outworking of that falling of Antichrist. Then all nations will be able to come as the gospel becomes victorious in every tribe and nation. And so that's the beginning, the first five verses here. You'll see that we'll continue on next week with verse 6. And verse 6 begins the anticipation of the fall of the Antichrist, which is an anticipation of these vials, okay, which we'll see in chapter 15. So that's a quick overview of that. We'll be responding with this, with the